WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
As the school year gets underway, families are linking up with others to form small pods to do remote learning together. But some are worried that this model may drive the inequity of last semester even deeper. So they're looking at how to make these learning pods available for more students. WBEZ's Susie Ahn reports.
Chicago teacher Kayla Honkla says there were times this spring when half of her students weren't logging in for e-learning.
That was the most stressful thing about remote learning, was losing those kids.
A survey at her school in Bridgeport found that most parents struggled to support their kids or simply could not get them online last quarter. She worries these families could continue to struggle this fall, and a new phenomenon among families with more money will leave them even further behind. This school year, some parents are paying for extra help. They're forming learning pods, which might include renting out a space and hiring a teacher. Some are willing to pay full-time salaries, like $50,000.
Clearly, there are families who are able to secure this like really great support for their students.
That's why she decided to launch a project called Shy Pods. She's helping parents form their own small co-ops. Instead of hiring a tutor, Honkala says what could be more accessible is if small groups of families work together to share childcare and provide light support.
I think that's the most important thing, because we have trained and licensed teachers already working with these kids as long as they can get online.
Chicago parent Lindsay McCann Morgan knows her son needs the socializing a small group can offer. He's getting ready to start kindergarten. Her son's preschool did short Zoom meetings over the spring, and he wasn't sure how to interact.
He might hold up a drawing, but he would not say a word, like literally would not say a word the whole hour-long Zoom meeting.
Morgan says she wants her son to be able to interact with kids away from a screen. She had considered a pod, but as she researched, she'd see how some families were paying to hire a tutor and some could not afford it.
I get so worried that this is going to be something that's yet another economic divide that happens within our society.
She's decided instead to seek out one or two more families to form a co-op.
If I can help you, hopefully you can help us a little bit and just get our kids to have some engagement that's outside of sitting at a screen.
Another project, Backyard School Pods, also aims to create options for a broader range of families. Longtime Chicago educator Elizabeth Shaw launched the effort.
Now's not the time to pull your kids out of public school and start a private pod.
She says school systems need to get involved, whether that's helping families get connected or coordinating with local organizations.
Be that, you know, Boys and Girls Club or a faith-based organization or another organization that's in the community where the students live.
Chicago Public Schools recently sent out a survey asking parents about their childcare needs this fall. Officials say they expect to offer something, but no formal plans have been released yet. Organizations like the YMCA are providing care during remote learning and offering some financial aid. Shaw is also telling families to consider subsidizing students who may not be able to afford a tutor or additional childcare. She knows the imbalance of resources will continue this school year, but she thinks the co-op model could help.
It's a solution that's accessible for all families. You don't have to go out and hire a teacher. You don't have to go out and hire a tutor.
She says it might have the benefit of parents getting even more hands-on in their kids' education beyond the pandemic. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.